Two-tiered society, Tony Blair calls for only vaccinated people to get more freedom. By Kurt Zindelka on June 6, 2021. It is time to distinguish between the freedoms afforded to those who have been vaccinated against the Chinese coronavirus and those who haven't, said former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. A report from the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change entitled Less Risk, More Freedom argues for the adoption of a global vaccine passport that would afford people more freedom if they have received a vaccine for the Chinese coronavirus. The health pass needs to be usable both by national border authorities and other organizations within countries. It should also include the ability to demonstrate time-restricted testing status for those who aren't able to be vaccinated, the report said. Arguing that emerging variants of the virus could derail economic reopening, Blair's think tank went on to say, with this ability to securely prove vaccination status, we can move beyond blunt, catch-all tools and align with other countries by removing certain restrictions for the fully vaccinated, thereby enabling us to sustainably reopen the economy. The report said that domestic businesses in Britain should be able to only admit vaccinated people and that if a business opts to do so, they should face less draconian restrictions from the government. We can debate the exact terms of the changes we propose here. But what the paper is designed to do is to encourage the government to accept the principle and reconfigure the system of risk management around it, Blair said for The Telegraph. While the report claims that the ultimate objective should be the removal of coronavirus passports and the lifting of all restrictions, they argued that with most of the world remaining unvaccinated and the threats of emerging variants, health passes could be used to mitigate the need for economic shutdowns. It is time to distinguish for the purposes of freedom from restriction between the vaccinated and unvaccinated, both for citizens here for domestic purposes, but also for our citizens and those from other countries in respect of travel on the basis that being vaccinated substantially reduces risk, the former Labour leader said. Blair went on to say that discrimination based on vaccination status would be justified as other than for medical reasons, people should be vaccinated. Hinting that the government may be looking to adopt such a policy, a senior government source told the PA news agency. Once again, Mr. Blair appears to have learned of things already in the pipeline and decided to publicly call for them. It's becoming something of a habit. Nonetheless, we thank him for his continued support. Since the outset of the coronavirus crisis, Mr. Blair has attempted to influence the world into enacting globalist policies, ostensibly to battle the Chinese virus. In May of last year, Blair repurposed his think tank to focus on the pandemic, proudly announcing that he has teams embedded in governments around the world. The think tank called for dramatically increased technological surveillance throughout the world, saying it would be a price worth paying to confront the virus. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.